Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. October 6, 2021. My new article on LinkedIn, The China-Taiwan Conflict, Is It Real? Between Friday and Monday, more than 150 Chinese fighter jets entered Taiwan's airspace. For their part, the Taiwanese have stated that they are preparing for war with their neighboring giant, and the U.S. has urged China to discontinue its provocative intrusions. While the growing tension is indeed disconcerting, I think it is a rather bogus conflict between two parts of the same nation, and it is in the interest of other countries to pit them against each other. Either way, I believe that when China wants it, the two will reunite, Taiwan will rejoin China, and China, too, will change accordingly. If anything, perhaps China's intention in its aerial incursions was not to scare Taiwan, but to provoke the US, Taiwan's professed protector. But in truth, I don't see what China has to gain from a war with Taiwan. There is no territory there, and all the technology that Taiwan has, China has, as well. I'm certain there are ulterior motives here that are not reported by the press, but either way, I see no cause for war here. We need to understand that China isn't just another country. It is a behemoth of a republic with a population of more than 1.4 billion people. These people come from different, and often clashing cultures, religions, social statuses, and ways of life. Therefore, the Chinese government must maintain a very strict form of governance in order to keep the country under control. It is said that we should not judge other people until we are in their shoes. Therefore, I wouldn't rush to pass judgment on China. Moreover, if China really wanted to retake Taiwan, it would do it just like that and no one would lift a finger to stop it. The US, Europe, Russia, none of them cares about Taiwan and would certainly not risk themselves going against China. If China decided to overtake Taiwan, they would protest, but it would be nothing but hypocritical lip service. Moreover, the fact that Taiwan is still a sovereign country proves that China doesn't want to reclaim it. In general, I think we're moving into a new era. The whole concept of the nation-state is dissolving. Today, there is nothing more to it than a flag and an anthem. Many years ago, I was in Northern Ireland while they were still fighting for independence from the UK. I even participated in one of their marches and pretended to be proud that I was one of them. But those days are over. The world is becoming rounder, everyone is connected to everyone else, and the whole concept of borders is losing its meaning. Were it not for drug trafficking and defense, there would be no reason for fences between countries. I think the world is headed for a better place, a more collaborative manner of existence. We will have to endure a few more blows, but we will eventually understand that there is a very clear trajectory here, toward unity and cohesion. If we understand it, we will be able to advance toward it willingly and much more pleasantly. At the mercy of unknown forces. We must understand that corporeal life will depend every day more and more on our spiritual state. We see how humanity is plunging day by day into ever greater global problems and into ever greater misunderstanding, confusion, and uncertainty about the future. The Creator wants to make us feel that we are dependent on forces unknown to us. All the systems of this world that we have built to gain greater strength, security, and confidence in life are being destroyed. Day by day, a person will feel less and less confident and he will not know how to build the future or what tomorrow brings. This lack of security will break people because it will be impossible to make any plans either for today or for tomorrow. It will be impossible to know what to do and how to live. Humanity will lose all hope and prospects for the future and will feel like a lost child who stands and cries not knowing where to go, where his parents have disappeared. There is another problem here, having lost its support in life, egoism grabs at straws and starts looking for the guilty one. If I find who is to blame for everything, then I will have a goal and a landmark that will not let me hang in the air between heaven and earth. And this is a very dangerous turn to confrontation. Therefore, it is necessary to show humanity that there is no choice, and that the solution can be reached only through connection. From the International Kabbalah Convention, September 25, 2021, Entering Impregnation, Revealing a New World, Lesson 1. Entering Impregnation of the Soul. If we fulfill the conditions given to us by the Creator, who is not allowing us to meet physically but only virtually, and come closer to each other in our hearts, then we will advance even more toward each other, and together we will advance closer to the goal, that is, to the system of Adam HaRishon. In this way, we will restore this system of the common soul, and the Creator, the Shekhinah, will reside among us. This is how we will reach correction. There is no one else besides the upper force, and therefore everyone deals only with the Creator, but only through the friends. Otherwise, we have no connection with the upper force, since the contact with it is possible only to the extent that my connection with the friends is strong and qualitative, and then through them, I will reveal the Creator. From the love of friends, we come to the love of the Creator, so it is necessary to direct all our thoughts, desires, and actions to it. The more complex, qualitative, and strong the connection we achieve, the more we will discover the Creator within it and be able to adhere to Him. Our entire work is to clear the area between us of all foreign thoughts and confusions, and always aim at the true connection, above all the claims of egoism and disturbances. All obstacles we should see as help guiding us to the correct connection. By clearing the area between us from all foreign thoughts, we begin to feel the Creator in it. It is necessary to focus all our mind and heart on this work, because we are already at the beginning of impregnation, and what is left for us is only to expand our connection and strengthen it in order to see the spiritual embryo, that is, the soul of Adam HaRishon, which is beginning to resurrect from the shattering. The embryo has both receiving and bestowing desires, and we gradually begin to scrutinize them, scrutinizing what we can use in order to connect with the group. Our task is to gather all the forces and desires that contribute to our connection and use them to build the head and body of the spiritual part Suf. The rest of the desires we put aside for now, they will later be included in the end of the part Suf. Therefore, I sort my thoughts and desires, choose those that allow me to connect with the friends in the group, and this is how I advance. This means that inside the shapeless drop of semen, the division to the head, body, and the end of the future part Suf of the soul begins. All this we need to do regarding the connection with the group. Whatever contributes to the connection with the group, I choose and keep. I work with these desires. And those desires that I cannot work with yet, I move to the end and leave for later. In this way, from lighter to heavier, we begin to scrutinize our states. This means that a drop of semen from the general force of bestowal has begun to develop in us. A spiritual embryo, which was formed from all our correct forces, through our common concern and prayer, began to develop within Mother, within Bina. From the International Kabbalah Convention, September 26, 2021, Entering Impregnation, Revealing a New World, Lesson 3. It is impossible to prevent the revelation of the Creator. Baal HaSulam, the essence of the wisdom of Kabbalah, and here there is a conduct of general and particular, general, the whole of humanity, obligated to eventually come to this immense development, as it is written, "For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as water covers the sea." The general law of nature is summed up by this: all of us are obligated now or in one of our next reincarnations to reveal the Creator, to attain Him, to unite and fully merge with Him. This is the general law of nature, and there is not a single small element in nature on the levels of the still, vegetative, animate, and human that will not advance toward this goal either unconsciously, instinctively, or consciously, like the Kabbalists. Particular, that even before the perfection of the whole of humanity, this rule is implemented in a chosen few individuals in every generation. No one should doubt that we will attain the highest level of development, the Creator. The attainment of this goal by everyone in our generation depends on us. This is the law of the general and particular. Question: how is revelation of the Creator inevitable among the creatures if we talk about the existence of freedom of choice? Answer: it is specifically freedom of choice that brings the creature to inevitably reveal the Creator. By using it correctly, a person begins to understand that his freedom lies in reaching the level of the Creator. Then he will be absolutely free. That is the entire paradox. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, August 18, 2019. The spiritual predisposition of the Jews. Question: how can we explain the pattern that through the ages it has been the Jews who made discoveries in science? Answer: this is a consequence of the fact that the Jews have a spiritual predisposition to correct the world. Naturally, they moved everything else forward. By performing certain spiritual actions, they strived to achieve equivalence with the Creator, to rise to the level of the global upper force in their qualities, to correct themselves, and to lead all humanity to this. The Jews are a group that is bound to make a very serious spiritual revolution. In our time, this is really beginning to be realized. Whether we want it or not, it must happen, because it is inherent in the matter of nature. From Cab TV's Close Up. Exile. The Four Attributes of Upper Governance, Part 2. Baal HaSulam, Peace in the World. Once we know full well the desired attribute of goodness, we should examine the things and the means at our disposal in order to hasten that delight and happiness. Question: what is goodness in its true form? Answer: absolute goodness is absolute connection between people in which the Creator is revealed. When this happens, we stop feeling our world as it exists in our egoistic, separated from each other states, and we start to feel the general interaction, which is already depicted to us as the upper world. The upper force, the Creator, fills this network of forces between us, and gives us a feeling of eternal, perfect life. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, July 28, 2019.